Welcome to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
Hello and welcome to Wednesday's podcast. This week, we've been considering what it means to be a witness for Christ, to tell our story of Jesus in words and actions in the places where God has put us. Today we're going to think about what it means to be a people of welcome. Our reading for today is Acts chapter 8, verses 4 to 25. We're going to focus on verses 14 to 17. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived, they prayed for the new believers there that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come on any of them. They'd simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Have you ever been in a situation where you've been really made to feel not welcome? For me, secondary school, especially in my early years, they were somewhat challenging. For those who know me, they'll attest to the fact that I've been blessed with a rather vibrant hair colour. As a younger man, some folk told me that it would one day go brown. I'm nearly 33 years old and I've yet to see any evidence of that. My hair is still a fairly fiery red shade. Now, I've grown to love my cool hair, but in school it was rather different. Some of the stuff was fairly tame. You look like Paul Scholes, that sort of thing people used to say. And to be fair, I'd take that. But some of the behaviour towards me was pretty rough. I once remember being chased and then picked up and thrown into a bush, all because my hair was a little different to everyone else. The bottom line was, you know, it was a form of bullying which I never really reported or dealt with properly. And whilst there were loads of happy moments for me in secondary school, it's fair to say I didn't always feel welcome there. And to not feel welcome somewhere is a pretty horrible feeling. I know it's not an uncommon experience for lots of young people growing up, and often the effects of this can still extend into adulthood. Indeed, we live in a world which seemingly is still finding new ways to exclude people based on what they wear, what they look like, their gender, sexuality, their race, beliefs. The truth is, this is not what God wants for his creation. He wants us to know that we belong. And we see that in today's passage. The church scatters under persecution. A man called Saul, who we'll hear about later in the week, is one of the leading figures in this movement, going from house to house and dragging followers of Jesus off to prison. And the church begins to scatter as a result. And as it does so, the good news about Jesus spreads even further. As we've already looked at this week, under pressure, in the face of opposition, Jesus is revealed to those who would listen, and people continue to come to faith in an ever-growing number. Today we read about Philip, one of seven commissioned deacons by the apostles, visiting a town in Samaria. The Samaritans were hated by both Jews and non-Jews due to their mixed racial heritage. They were the definition of outsiders, the people nobody welcomed. And yet Philip finds himself there, and he tells them about Jesus. He witnesses to them in word and action, and people come to faith. And the word of what happens gets back to the apostles in Jerusalem, and they send Peter and John to go check it out. And I love what happens next. They just simply do as Jesus did for them, and they pray that these new Christians would receive the Holy Spirit. It's beautiful. Why? Because now no one could question at all that these people who were now part of God's new covenantal family. The Spirit was given to show that these people who were once thought to be outsiders, that they now belonged. Paul writes this to the church in Ephesus. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. God is building a home. God's story is one of which has always been about rescue, about welcoming the outsider in. I mean, look at Jesus. He embodied that throughout his ministry. God is building a home, and we've been welcomed into that home. And when God's Spirit testifies to our spirit, as Paul writes in Romans, we realize There's a place for us in that family home too that God's building. We are welcomed in. And God wants all people to know that. Today, let's reflect on how welcoming we are to others. On a Sunday, do we always talk to our friends? Or do we intentionally look out for new faces and go and say hello? Are we willing to open up our homes for maybe a toddler play date, or for our children and their mates to have tea before youth, or simply to have someone round for coffee? Do we stop and chat to our colleagues when it looks like they're having a hard time, even though we're really busy ourselves and have got a massive to-do list? God is calling each of us to be his witnesses, to extend his welcome to others. What might God be saying to each of us about this today? Let's pray. Father, thank you that we get to call you Father, that through Jesus we can know we belong, that we are welcome in your family. Help us to extend that welcome to the people you've placed around us this day. Amen. Acts chapter 8, verses 4 to 25. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah there. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the signs he performed, they all paid close attention to what he said. For with shrieks, impure spirits came out of many, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. Now for some time a man called Simon had practiced sorcery in the city and amazed all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great, and all the people, both high and low, gave him their attention and exclaimed, "This man is rightly called the great power of God." They followed him because he amazed them for so long with his sorcery. But when they believed Philip, as he proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Simon himself believed and was baptized, and he followed Philip everywhere, astonished by the great signs and miracles he saw. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived, they prayed for the new believers there that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come on any of them. They had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. When Simon saw that the Spirit was given at the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money and said, "Give me also this ability so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." Peter answered, "May your money perish with you, because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. You've no part or share in this ministry, because your heart is not right before God. Repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord in the hope that he may forgive you for having such a thought in your heart, for I see that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin." Then Simon answered, "Pray to the Lord for me so that nothing you've said may happen to me." After they had further proclaimed the word of the Lord and testified about Jesus, Peter and John returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel in many Samaritan villages. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You were the word at the beginning. One with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Your love was greater.